91X News.
It's minus 3 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Law. Belleville residents have the chance to speak their minds about a provincial program to establish cannabis retail stores within the city. City Council is seeking public feedback about whether to opt in or out through an online survey. The survey can be accessed on the city's website. The deadline is January 4th. In other local news, a huge barn fire near Sterling has caused the death of 1,200 animals and $1 million in damages. The Quinte West Fire Department is still investigating the cause of yesterday's blaze. In provincial news, NDP leader Andrea Horvath is calling on Ontario's ombudsman to investigate the hiring of a Toronto police superintendent as the next OPP commissioner. Horvath made the comments today after acting OPP commissioner Brad Blair asked the ombudsman to probe allegations Premier Doug Ford's office interfered in Ron Taverner's hiring. Horvath says Taverner should not take the job until the investigation is conducted.
I expect that Superintendent Taverner must want to do the right thing, and that is why I'm also calling on him to delay his installation and delay assuming command of the OPP until the officers, the leadership of the OPP, and the people of Ontario have the confidence that there was no political interference in his appointment.
Minister of Community Safety Sylvia Jones defended both the appointment of the longtime Toronto officer as OPP commissioner and the process that led to it. An in-depth review has determined the police service in Thunder Bay is beset with racist attitudes toward Indigenous people. The report has the endorsement of Anishinaabe Aski Nation Grand Chief Alvin Fiddler, but he is not endorsing the response of the city's chief of police.
The fact that she doesn't acknowledge the systemic racism, I think she acknowledges what she called systemic barriers, whatever they may be, or whatever they are. And I approached her afterwards just to express my disappointment with her.
The report makes 44 recommendations, including psychological testing to weed out racist police recruits and reinvestigating 9 sudden deaths of Indigenous people. In other news, Federal Transport Minister Mark Garneau says the government is bringing in strict new measures designed to address concerns about pilot fatigue. His department is setting lower limits for the number of hours a pilot flying a commercial plane can be in the air and on duty before having to take a break.
I'm confident that the new regulations will reduce pilot fatigue and make air travel safer.
Transport Canada is also changing rules on alcohol consumption, barring flight crews from drinking 12 hours before duty, up from the current 8. In international news, a U.S. District Court judge has sentenced U.S. President Donald Trump's former lawyer to 3 years in prison. Pierre Thomas reports the judge rejected arguments by Michael Cohen's lawyers that he should be spared jail time because he cooperated in multiple federal investigations involving the president.
In court, he spoke to the judge. He made an impassioned plea to get leniency. He talked about the fact that he wanted to cooperate and try to do the right thing. But make no mistake, the President of the United States was front and center in this proceeding today. He talked about being in mental incarceration from the moment that he met the President of the United States, and that he acknowledged again that he did these acts at the direction of the President of the United States.
Judge William H. Pauley III says Cohen deserved a harsh punishment for crimes including evading $1.4 million in taxes, lying to Congress about his talks with Russians, and arranging illicit payments to silence women who posed a risk to Trump's presidential campaign. President Trump is citing an attack in France as another reason the U.S. needs a southern border wall. Sagar Magani has the story.
A suspected extremist opened fire in Strasbourg at one of Europe's most famous Christmas markets. On Twitter, the president calls it another very bad terror attack in France. We are going to strengthen our borders even more. He adds, Chuck and Nancy must give us the votes to get additional border security, referring to top congressional Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, with whom he held a contentious meeting here at the White House yesterday. The president threatened to shut down the government if Congress does not give him what he wants for border security, including money for a border wall. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Christmas season is once again upon us, and QNET News wants to help alleviate some of the stress for you this season. Lorianne Little has more.
Holy raspberries, Batman. We're in a jam. I don't know what to get my loved ones for Christmas this year. There's no need to be feeling under pressure this holiday season, because QNET News has talked to local business about what the most popular Christmas gifts are so far this season. Russ McPhee from Sam the Record Man says that movie soundtracks are flying off the shelves.
A lot of it's nostalgia tie-in with Mamma Mia and Bohemian Rhapsody. People are like really enjoying the older stuff, and now with a movie that goes along with them, it seems to be perfect.
And the nostalgia doesn't stop there this holiday season. Comic books are coming back big time. Aaron Crossan from Need a Hero Comics says that a lot of people are giving the gift of reading this season.
This season's been more reading stuff. Because last year it was a lot of like action figures and stuff, more play items. And this year, which is good, a lot more people are getting reading material, more literacy stuff.
As to what comic books are selling the best, Crossan says,
well, Batman and Spider-Man are kind of comic book staples. Whenever kids first get into comics, I find, it's usually either Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman.
Mamma Mia, my spidey senses are tingling, and they're telling me that this Christmas, you can't go wrong with something nostalgic. Lorianne Little, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Quinty Bowl has your answer for something a little different New Year's Eve. From 5 to 8 p.m., bring out the whole family. Just $22 per person gets you shoes, party favors, pizza, pop, and a special countdown that your kids will love. Or from 9:30 p.m. to 2 a.m., come out with friends. Just $45 per person includes shoes, hot and cold buffet, bubbly at midnight, noisemakers, and much more. Strike in the new year at Quinty Bowl, Highway 62, just north of Walmart. Reserve your lane now at 967-BOWL.
QNET Sports. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, on Friday night, the Wellington Dukes play the Whitby Fury at home at 7:30. The Dukes are 16-15, 1-2. At the same time, the Trenton Golden Hawks go to Lindsay to take on the Muskies. The Golden Hawks are 18-10, 4-2. In the AHL, the Belleville Senators face the Laval Rocket tonight at 7:30. Then on Friday night, the Sens play the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. In the NHL, the Calgary Flames host the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 8:30. The Montreal Canadiens play the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 7:30. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Lightning host the Toronto Maple Leafs. At 8, the Winnipeg Jets play the Edmonton Oilers. Canada's national junior hockey team had its first workout yesterday as it prepares to defend its gold medal title in a world tournament that starts on Boxing Day. Team Canada coach Tim Hunter says he was pleased to get his squad together and impressed with the fast pace of the initial practice.
Just enough to get the feel the puck together as a group, and it was a track meet out there. It was fast, and that's the way we're going to play, so it was exciting, and I'm glad the first day's here and we've got on the ice.
Hunter, who coaches the Swift Current Broncos in the Western Hockey League, says he's blessed to have a team that boasts top-quality defensemen, forwards, and goaltenders. In other sports news, a consulting firm says sightlines are a safety concern at the rural intersection where the deadly Humboldt Broncos bus crash happened. A 70-page safety review done for the Saskatchewan government says a stand of trees, mostly on private property, obstructs the view of drivers approaching from the south and east, the same directions the bus and semi-trailer were coming from when they collided. Negotiating with the landowner to remove the trees is one of 13 recommendations included in the report. Rumble strips, larger signs, and painting stop and stop ahead on the road are some of the other suggestions. 16 people died and 13 others were injured in the collision at an intersection north of Tisdale in April. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are in Oakland, California to take on the Golden State Warriors tonight. The Raptors beat the two-time defending NBA champions in a 131-128 overtime thriller last month at Scotiabank Arena. Raptors star Kawhi Leonard is questionable after a bruised hip kept him out of Toronto's win against the Clippers last night in Los Angeles. In CFL news, Devon Claybrooks has been named the new coach of the BC Lions. The former Calgary Stampeders defensive coordinator says he got into coaching to help young men become grown men.
It's funny because you get players and they first get there and they're just chasing girls and swiping left and right and playing video games. Then when they leave you years later, they've got families and kids and talking about their second career. And then that's when that is more rewarding than anything, because if you got good people surround you, you're going to do well on the field because they're going to do well and put in the time as well.
Clay Brooks takes over from Wally Buono, who retired at the end of the season after 46 years in the CFL. And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather, the forecast for Belleville. Tonight, cloudy and a low of -3. There is a chance of flurries late this evening with a risk of freezing drizzle overnight. Tomorrow, a high of +4, mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries and freezing drizzle. At 4:11, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Law from QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.